Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanson!
Okay.
We're going to oom-bop our way to some buckets.
All right,
Yang Hung Sin. Blazers draft him at 16. We'll talk with Rafael Barlow. He is the host, BT Dubs, of the NBA Big Board on Locked On Network.
Mm-hmm.
He joins us at 12:30. He had him mocked as a first rounder. And that was it. That was it.
Of the known creators in the space that, you know, are prolific. Everybody else had him. The Nets are picking 34th, 36th. I can't remember the second round.
Mm.
That's where the Nets were going after him.
Yeah.
Like that was the thought process. And if you're looking at this from the Blazers' point of view, that's what impacted where they were comfortable selecting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Blazers drafted a 20-year-old. Well, he was 19 years, 364 days old when they drafted him yesterday. He's just turned 20 today. Who are the Blazers getting in Yang Hansen, the 7'2" Chinese basketball player?
Well, according to Trailblazers, they're getting a guy that has incredibly high feel, IQ, passing, great touch, ability to process. They believe that he'll be able to step out and shoot it eventually. I will say this, from the limited tape that I've watched on him, and as soon as I get done with the show and head home, I'm literally spending the night watching hours and hours and hours of CBA film.
Yeah.
I didn't dive into him because I didn't think this was a path they were going to go down.
Well, I remember he was in one of the first wave of workouts that the Blazers had.
Mm-hmm. And we had at least I did on my side, I had the combine games going on when he was at the combine. And I brought him up to you a couple times, like, he's looked pretty good. But that was as far as it ever went. It was like, I can see what team's seeing him. The passing is very real. Like, there's not much that I can look at him and go, yes, I can go. That's a skill that I can absolutely see translated.
It is translatable. And Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report or Yahoo Sports now?
Mark Stein. Steinlein.
Steinlein?
Yeah.
I saw Jake Fisher tweeted it.
No. He's with Steinlein.
Oh, he's Steinlein. Yeah. He tweeted out yesterday. He was texting with a Nuggets executive who said he's Chinese Jokic. That did Joe Cronin zero favors whatsoever, and to the point where Cronin had to address it last night.
Yeah. I mean, it's nobody's Jokic. That's a tough one. You know, that's a big shoes to fill. But as far as, you know, his ability to pass the ball, there's not too many his size that can do it like he does.
It was, I mean, watching his highlights, and granted, they are highlights from the CBA, Chinese Basketball Association. That dude can pass the ball, and he's got that sixth sense where he can feel where his teammates are, and that's when you talk about basketball IQ, something that people rave about. Mm-hmm. He does have. He is And it's really hard. He's 7'2".
Mm-hmm. And he's 250 pounds. He's big frame.
Nothing is fluid when you are that big. Like,
it's very hard. I would say, and this is not me justifying it, because I don't know where I fall on him yet, because I haven't watched enough of him to make an evaluation and go yes, no, or otherwise. I can say from what I've seen, the limited stuff that I've seen, there are two things that I am convinced of that are like, those are skill sets I can see translating. One is the passing. Two is his touch.
Yeah.
His hands are very, very, very good, and his touch is very, very, very real. Like, if you're 7'2", catching on a short roll, pulling up on 1 foot and going into a floater, continually hitting it, that's real touch.
In that, he does have good touch. He has great passing ability. These are the things that are the big question marks for him, though. His athleticism against NBA bigs and NBA competition,
yep,
that is a big one. Those windows that you are making those passes through
windows, yep,
are very narrow in the NBA. People want to criticize the NBA's defense. Just watch the highlights of the CBA and see how wide those windows are that he's passing to. It will be different. It will be an adjustment. And that is the terrifying part. They didn't use a top 10 pick. They did not use the 11th pick on him. They felt comfortable trading down. And that is a move when you trade down. We all thought it was going to be because, hey, you move down 5 spots. You get, and by the way, they got a first round pick.
An unprotected first round pick.
They got an unprotected first round pick.
2028 from the Orlando Magic.
From the Orlando Magic via Memphis.
Memphis, yes.
Right? So you get that pick, and one, it's great currency to have. Mm-hmm. And so now they have 3 picks in the first round in 2028 because they have Milwaukee's their own, and now Orlando's unprotected pick. You have that currency and that capital to move down 5 spots. Immediately, I was like, dude, that's a great move because 3 guys that we thought you're at the top of your board are going to be there. Turns out we had no idea who number one was.
Yes.
And that their number one was Young.
Well, in that slotting.
Yes.
Yeah, because you know, obviously they've got Coop and those guys number one.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And here's Joe Cronin on how the trading down went.
The question is always, how far can you move back and still have a realistic chance of getting him? And how viable is it that you can move back into that range that makes sense? So a lot of these trades that happen, you know, during the draft, they're often on the clock. You know, the team, you'll have a lot of things set up as far as what are the terms that we're looking at? What is this team willing to give in order to move up? And you try to, you know, stack all those together and make decisions based on, okay, who's still viable now that they've seen what just happened at pick 10, and then make a decision and move back. And it worked out well for us. We thought we were able to move back 5 spots, pick up some nice assets, and still get our guy.
Those things you can't agree with, but they were also worried that if they moved any further back, he wouldn't have been there.
Okay, so from the Blazers and then from talking to the people in the league, there was, with where the Nets were at 19 and 22, and interestingly enough, remember I brought up the 5 players that were promised? Two of them hit last night. Nolan Traore and Drake Powell, who ended up being 19 and 22. They also took Danny Wolfe at 27. And again, this is not me saying this is a good pick. This is me going, okay, what's the process and how they went through this? Talking to the Blazers, they were not comfortable moving back any further than they moved back. So a lot of people are like, well, why didn't they go with the Pelicans and take that unprotected 2026 for the 23rd pick? Well, where's 23? After 22. And that 22 pick is the one the Nets have. They were not comfortable moving any further back than they moved back. In fact, them moving back alone to 16 made them nervous. Talking to folks around the league, there is belief that the Nets at 22 could have taken Young.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because if they went wolf at 27, they clearly had a big on their board.
Yeah.
And now do you, if you're not sure, and this is the Blazers process.
Yeah.
If you're not sure and you're going to have a team picking twice in front of you, and they, if they give even a whisper that you might be thinking that, and they know that you're the next pick, they're going to take that guy because, the Utah Jazz knew that Walter Clayton Jr. had a promise, and they moved up one spot in front of that promise and snagged him. Mm-hmm. He was also a guy like Ace Bailey. It was like, ah, crap. I'm not staying home in Florida. I'm not going to Miami. I'm going to Utah. Now, him and Ace are going to be the future for what they're trying to build, and it's going to be interesting to see two guys who are not thrilled about going to Utah and figuring that out. But locally, this happened with the Trailblazers. Anthony Simons, in his draft, had a promise from the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers, Ant was 24 or 25, I can't remember whatever what it was, 24, 25, or 25, 26. The Blazers moved one spot in front of the Lakers to grab Anthony Simons because they wanted him. And you do the intel and you trust your evaluation on what teams are actually looking at, read through the smoke signals, good, bad, or otherwise, and hope the tea leaves are correct in your favor.
And the reality is we don't know what Young Hunsen will turn into.
No.
We don't know what any of these guys are going to turn into. No. I mean, this is fit.
Well, I'm very sure Cooper Flagg's going to be very good. Beyond that,
he will be good. But, I mean, you just don't know. We have a really good idea that Dylan Harper and Carter Bryant are going to be good because of the situation that they went to. They went to a very stable, good organization that has a lot of really damn good pieces around them. Okay, they're going to be okay. You don't have an idea for a large swath of these guys how they're going to turn out. But it does get a little bit concerning when you're sitting there going, oh, who's the other team that fell in love with this guy in the first round? A team that does not draft very well either. Brooklyn?
Yeah.
But like, you're sitting there and you're like, all right.
They took 3 point guards.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, we talked about it before in the show yesterday. I said, Yegor is a guy I've heard the Nets are targeting.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't think they were going to do it today. It was ballsy. But that's the path they went down.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.